The Hayom Yom for the Yud Iyar, for the 10th day of Iyar. So, the Rebbe brings down over here the tradition that Nahaginon, that our tradition is Lahadbil Prusas Hamoitzi Sholesh Pamim B'melech, to dip the piece of the Hamoitzi 3 times in salt, Veloy Lizrek HaMelech Ala Prusa, but not to throw the salt onto the bread. You dip the bread into the salt 3 times, don't throw the salt onto the bread. The Rebbe brings down that Yoim Beis the Chag HaShavuos Tofresh Chof Alev Bisuda. He's giving you the date in which Sipper HaTzemach Tzedek, the Tzemach Tzedek, related this story that was on the 2nd day of Shavuos. There's 2 days of Shavuos in the Diaspora. In the year Tofresh Chof Alev, Kisru, the year Tofresh Chof Alev, 621, during the meal, the Tzemach Tzedek related that Yoim Beis the Chag HaShavuos Tovkuf Nunches Besuda, at the same meal, but of the 2nd day of Shavuos, in the year 555, Omar A'azamur, so my grandfather, Tzemach Tzedek saying, Rabbeinu Hazokin, he said, so at the meal in Shavuos, this is all by the Shavuos meal, in the meal of 621 that Tzemach Tzedek said, that the Alter Rebbe said at the meal of the 2nd day of Shavuos in 555, that B'yoyim Beis the Chag HaShavuos Tov Kuf Chav Ches Besuda, that on the 2nd day of the meal in the year 528 in the meal, Omar Kveit Kiddushas Moedi V'Rabi, my honorable holy teacher and Rebbe, the Magid of Mizrich, he said this also on the 2nd day of Shavuos in the year 528. He said like this, Usefartem Lochem. This is talking about counting for you. This is talking about the counting of the days to the Omer. So the Pasuk literally means counting, but the word Sefartem can also mean to brighten, to illuminate. Usefartem hu meloshon sefirus, sapirus ubihirus. It comes from the language of sapir and clarity, and clarity. It's a jewel also, the sapphire, sapirus ubihirus. So what does it mean? Usefartem lochem means shtzrichim lasi shiyi lochem bori. You have to make the lochem, what is yours, usefartem, make it into a sapphire and a clarity. Not count to you, but usefartem lochem, make the lochem clear, clarify it, make it like a jewel, like a sapphire. But Yishon Kvid Kedushas Azmur Alzreis Kotshoi. So my grandfather, which is the Alter Rebbe, leaned on his holy hands. He sang the song that has these 4 stanzas with great intensity, great devotion. That's the special song of the 4. They sing it before a chuppah, they sing it on special occasions. The song of the Alter Rebbe, known as the Dalet Bavis. They sang it very deeply, very intensely. Then he raised his holy head and he said like this. This is the Tzemach Tzedek relating what the Alter Rebbe related to him. And at that particular point, he said that this was the question that the Mittler Rebbe, this is the question that the Rebbe Magid of Mizrich, the interpretation of the Magid of Mizrich. So, but he raised his hand, the Alter Rebbe, and he says, "Benigun shel she'ela," in a song of a question mark, "Uba me misapri mesalochem," and with what do we clear, make clear the lochem? How do we make it the sapir? How do we make it pure? What is yours? How do we make that pure? V'teuchid dibur amar. And within, immediately he said, teuchid dibur benigun shel teshuva. In a song, he used the song of a response. He asked before a song of a question, now he's responding. He says, "B'sheva shabosis tmimis." That's the continuation of the verse. The verse says, "Zvart lechem, sheva shabosis tmimis." 7 complete weeks, you should count. Make it clear through sheva shabosis tmimis. What does it mean, 7 weeks over here? It's referencing bevirur sheva hamidus. When you can sort out your 7 emotions, clear them, make your emotional state to sort it out and clarify it and make it prapsha. Kol mida umida tia klulu mesheva. That means that every emotion should be included from 7. That is sheva shabosis tmimis, that you have the 7 weeks should be whole, each one for 7. V'sheva hamidis atzmom yiyu sheva shabosis. And that the 7 midas themselves, they should be Shabbos dika midas. The Shabbos ain't a tzricha bitter. Shabbos does not require bitter. On Shabbos we don't work, because throughout the week, 7 days of the week, there is called the avodas habirurim. Those are the time in which we sort out, we work with things of the world. But on Shabbos, is mekatsha v'kayim, Shabbos is holy, there is no avodas habirurim, we don't do any of this work. So, first thing is we want that there should be sheva shabosis tmimis. We want that the 7 characteristics should all be included from other 7 characteristics, which means, I guess, because of that way, they will all be sort of on their perfect level. You sort them all out. Each characteristic as it is included in the 7. When you have the sheva midos, then you make it shabosis. So it's sheva tmimis and it's sheva shabosis. To make it whole, and tmimis shabosis. It needs to be elaborated more, but this is just sufficient for now.